Today is Monday of Holy Week. The Gospel is John 12, verses 1 to 11. And Jesus is partaking of a dinner given to him at Bethany, at the house of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Lazarus, who he resurrected from the dead, or rose from the dead, is reclining at table with him, and so there are many other friends of the family. You see, Jesus would go to this home every time he visited Jerusalem. The town is very close. And here we see Jesus having friends, being a human being, full of love and affection, and how people loved him as well. It's in this context that Mary took a litter of costly perfumed oil with aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus. Now, she just poured out her life. This is probably her life saving. This is the way she would, like some people save their money in gold coins or other treasures. This holy woman, she did so by having this oil, and she just poured it out at the feet of Jesus. It's like just pouring her life. And then she dried them with her hair. Consider that image. I think it evokes great love and also great intimacy for a woman to use her hair to dry a man's the man's feet. It's a very beautiful act of tenderness, of closeness, of affection. And there are those who are looking and they are having thoughts. And this is a challenge to us. Think of the ways that the Lord wants to purify your mind, from the way you look at things, from the way you judge, from the way that you react with comments. Who gave us permission? Did we really ask the Lord if that's what he wanted? Is it coming from love? Or is it coming from something else? And this is the case of Judas the Iscariot. He's looking and he complains, all this money could have been given to the poor. It could have been sold for 300 days' wages. Well, that's a good part of the year of labor. And there are many poor people who could benefit. You see, it sounds so true. And this is the way that we also sublimate our rotten sentiments. We sublimate them. We make them sound even religious, like we care for the poor. But St. John tells us that wasn't the truth. He's a thief. He held the money back and used to steal from the contributions. So the truth is that he wanted the money for himself. Now think of what light this gospel is giving us here. Jesus lived in community, and Judas was like the treasurer for the community of Jesus. And Jesus and the other apostles trusted him with the money. And we see right from the start in the church, the corruption. This is terrible. And so when you see corruption in the church today, when you see disorders and things that are plain sinful, don't give up. Keep on looking at Jesus and believing in him, that in spite of all that, if we have faith, if we are aligned with the Lord, we will bear much fruit and we will benefit. We will be nourished by the church in spite of all that rottenness of our own selves who are the body of Christ. And so we see the outcome. The chief priests now plot to kill Lazarus too. Now, wait a minute. The chief priests are supposed to be the exemplars of religious practice and observance of the law. Isn't there a commandment that says, thou shalt not kill? The fifth commandment. What happened? You see how you and I can fall? If we do not go to the heart of Jesus for real, and that means to suffer with him, to decide, I want to know the truth about my heart. I want to repent. If we don't do that, we can grow and grow in an aura of religiosity, of piety, thinking ourselves to be so holy, when in fact we are like Judas or like this chief priests. So now the question comes, do you have someone that tells you the truth? Are you glad when they tell you the truth? Or does it bother you and do you get angry? Do you seek the truth? Are you open to the Lord? So he says, Lord, show me where in my life I am sublimating all things with excuses and not seeing the truth about the tendencies of my heart. I invite you today to go to The Simple Path to Union with God, our community book, and read the beginning of chapter 2, Come to the Feet of Jesus. God bless you.